新约圣经人物。李定武牧师主讲第一讲，一人约瑟，一个为人父者的榜样。今天的经文记载在新约马太福音第一章18-25节。耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱他，想要暗暗的把他休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房。等他生了儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。经文读毕。
今天是父亲节，所以我们的主题是针对了在圣经里面有一个做父亲的。
Today we're going to talk about a father in the Bible because of the theme for today is Father's Day.
请我们打开马太福音第一章第18-25节。
Let's open our Bible to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 1 verses 18-25.
这边讲到一个义人约瑟。
Here they talked about a righteous person by the name of Joseph.
一个为人父者的榜样。
He was a model to fathers.
约瑟这位年轻人。
At the time, he was still a young man.
那竟然会在世界上成为神所选定的作为耶稣的养父。
Now, how come God picked him to be the foster parent to Jesus?
那约瑟一定有一些独特的一些特色。
So he must have...had in his possession some unique characteristics.
他是不是具有一些特殊的品格，可以使他成为基督徒们父亲的榜样呢？
What was so special about his character that made him a model to all fathers?
在这21世纪的时候，那世局的经济的很大的变动。
Here in the 21st century, a lot has changed in the social economic life.
为人父的角色已经变得模糊不清了。
The role of a father has become very confusing.
父亲不再是家里面收入或者供给的唯一的一个人了。
The father is no longer the sole breadwinner for the family.
而且父母亲的角色好像也互相调换掉了。
There has been sometimes a role reversal between father and mother.
甚至于传统的观念里面，父亲是一家子。为主的这个观念呢，也已经模糊了。
And this traditional concept that father is the head of the household is no longer being followed.
今天的社会能够供给我们什么是一个做父亲的一个模式呢？
Can today's society give us a model for being fathers?
也许我们可以从圣经上面，从约瑟这个人的身上，来看到一些榜样跟一些模式。
But if we go back to the Bible, we probably find an example in the person of Joseph.
首先我们看到圣经讲到约瑟的时候，讲他是一个义人。
Now, first of all, when the Bible talks about Joseph, it mentions that he is a righteous person.
今天我们来看一下约瑟的义，约瑟的公义怎么样成为你跟我做父亲的榜样。
And now we want to take a look at how his righteousness served him so well and made him an example to us.
我们来看约瑟的公义的时候，我们可以从两个角度来看。
Let's look at his righteousness from two different aspects.
第一个我们看约瑟怎么对神，第二个我们看约瑟怎么对人。
First, it was his relationship towards God, and then it was his relationship towards man.
圣经让我们看到约瑟的义至少有三个特点。
There are at least three different characteristics of his righteousness.
第一点，我们看到约瑟很单纯的，他顺服了神的话。
The first aspect of his righteousness consists in his simple obedience of God's commands.
第二方面，我们看约瑟很沉默的行出了神的旨意。
And the second aspect is in how he followed God's command in a very quiet way.
第三方面，我们看到约瑟他很敏锐的顾及到其他人的尊严。
And the third aspect of righteousness is in his sensitivity to other people's dignity.
那我们先看约瑟的第一个特点。
Now let's look at the first aspect of his righteousness.
约瑟单纯的顺服神的话语。
He very simply followed God's command.
在马太福音第一章18节到第19节里面这样说。
Here in verse 18 and 19 of Gospel according to Matthew chapter 1.
玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕，她丈夫约瑟是个义人，想要暗暗地把她休了。
It says here, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit, and because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, it did not want to expose her to public disgrace, yet it meant to divorce her quietly.
圣经说约瑟是个义人。
The Bible says that Joseph was a righteous person.
什么是义？对犹太人来讲，义的定义是什么？
What is the definition of righteousness to the Jews?
对犹太人来讲，义就是热心的遵守神的律法。
To the Jewish people, righteousness consists in zealously following God's law.
这个义是在福音书里面，特别是马太福音书里面常常用到的一个字。
This word righteousness used quite a lot in especially the book of Matthew.
这边在马太福音里面讲到这义的时候，是指单纯的顺服神的话。
And here, when the book Matthew talks about righteousness, they're referring to the simple obedience to God's command.
我们看到义人，我们看到这里的圣经里面讲到约瑟面对了很大的人生的一个难题。
Here, you can tell that Joseph was faced with a very difficult problem in his life.
今天你跟我遇到这种情况的话，也是我们人生的一个难题。
Now, if today you and I were confronted with a problem like this, that would have been a big deal for us too.
玛利亚已经准备许配给约瑟了。
Mary had already been pledged to Joseph as his wife.
但是还没有迎娶，但是却怀了孕。
And they hadn't even had the wedding yet, but she was already with child.
约瑟应当怎么样来处理这个人生的难题呢？
Now, how did Joseph choose to deal with this problem?
一个人的品格是常常我们看到他处理困难的环境的时候，他的反应是什么样？
And you're not going to be able to tell what kind of character a person has until he's faced with a difficult this kind of difficulty.
约瑟怎么样处理这个难题？
And how did he deal with this?
我们看到第一个方面，我们看到约瑟这个义人的方法呢，他处理的方法被神所超越了。And
first of all, we see that the way he had originally wanted to deal with it had been superseded by God's command.
我们看到约瑟是个热心遵守神法律的一个人。Now
he was a Jew that very zealously followed God's law.
对约瑟来讲，不可能的一个不是处女而且又怀了孕的一个未婚妻，他能够把她迎娶过来。There
was no way that a law-abiding Jew like him was going to take home as wife a woman who is already not a virgin and is already with child.
约瑟一定是个遵守摩西律法的人。He's
a strict follower of Moses' law.
摩西的律法讲到，如果订了婚的话，就已经是属于他的未婚夫了。In
Moses' law, if you're engaged, you already belong to your fiancé.
那摩西的律法又讲到。In
Moses' law, it also says,
如果他不忠贞的话呢，他就等于是奸淫。
If you had been with someone else, that it's equivalent to committing adultery for a wife.
因此必须要受审判。
So you have to be punished.
送到法庭里面去。
You have to be taken to a court of law.
当审判出来，他是犯奸淫的话，他就要用石头给打死。
And if you were found to have committed adultery, you would be stoned to death.
这是当时的律法。
And that was the law at the time. That was the law according to Moses.
那约瑟的方法是什么呢?
And what was Joseph's method?
一个遵守律法的人该怎么做呢?
He was a strict follower of the law. So what was he going to do?
圣经讲他想暗暗地把他休了。
In the Bible it says here, he wanted to divorce her in a very quiet way.
暗暗地把他休了，就等于是要在庭外来解决这个问题。
This is equivalent to today's order, out of court settlement.
这是我想约瑟考虑的又考虑的一个方法。
So he considered this, and he considered this, and this is the way that he came up with.
他是一个义人，但是他又不愿意明明的羞辱或者是伤害玛利亚。
He was a righteous person, but on the other hand, he did not want to humiliate or hurt Mary in a public way. So now he's getting ready to divorce her quietly.
就是将他要开始做的时候，神插手进去。
This is when God got involved.
神的方法显示出来了。
God's way was revealed.
不但显示出来，神的方法将超越过这个义人的方法。
And here we can see that God's way truly surpasses the way of this righteous person.
马太福音一章二十节这样讲。
Verse 20 of chapter 1.
那一章二十节的希腊文也许比原我们这边中文翻得好。
And the original Greek was somewhat different from the translation.
如果我这样翻的话，应当这样翻：正试验这时的时候，瞧着。有主的使者在梦中向他显现，多了一个瞧着，看。
Properly translated, this should have read like this. Just as he was considering this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. And so here we, in the translation, we skip the word behold.
在英文的 King James Version 跟 RSV Version 都有这个字，就是看着或者瞧着，就是 behold。
In the older translations, other than this NIV, in King James Version, you do have this word, behold.
这表示神显示的这个方法是约瑟从来没有想到的一个方法，使约瑟惊讶。
And what does this word behold means is that Joseph had never expected God to get involved in this way, and so this was indicative of his amazement.
神果真开始做他的工作了。
As you can see, God really got involved and started working things His way.
神借着梦跟约瑟讲话。
Through a dream, through the medium of a dream, God was speaking to Joseph.
让约瑟知道跟说玛利亚所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，从圣灵来的。
God told Joseph that the child that Mary was with was from the Holy Spirit.
我特别愿意跟我们中间的弟兄姐妹讲，这边有几个字是从圣灵来的，有从什么来这几个字。
Yeah, I want to emphasize that this is from the Holy Spirit.
你如果看约书的家谱里面的话，这句话从什么生，从什么来，一共出现了七次之中。
If you read Jesus' genealogy, this word from appeared seven times.
也就是说在第一章里面这几个字从什么生出现了七次。
In chapter one, this word from, somebody was born, the word from appeared seven times.
每一次从什么生的时候都使人惊讶。
Every time this word is used, this resulted in man's amazement.
每一次讲到从什么生的时候，都是人所不能想象到的，都是说瞧着看神的方法进来。
Every single time we talk about, you know, someone being born from someone else, and this was always expressed with a degree of amazement because people never expected this.
那我们看看主耶稣的家谱里面，在马太福音有四次里面， 一开始的时候是从什么生，从什么生，从什么。第三节、第五节有两次，第六节。
Okay, let's look at chapter 1, from verse 1. Here we talk about the genealogy of Jesus.
第三节里面讲到他妈，他妈从他妈生。
And here in verse 3, it talks about Judah the father of Perez and Tamar, whose mother was Tamar.
然后第五节我们看到两次，一次讲到从哈和生，从路德生。
In verse 5, we're talking about Salmon, the father of Boaz, was born from mother of from Rahab.
Okay. 然后从路德生，这些都是外邦的女子。
And and Rahab and Ruth were Gentiles. They were not the Jews.
然后从第六节我们看到是从乌利亚的妻子生。
And in verse 6, they talk about the mother of Solomon was Uriah, okay.
这些对当事人来讲没有办法理解的，弥赛亚是从外邦的女子而生的后裔。
In those days, the Jews simply could not understand that Messiah was born of a Gentile mother.
神的方法超过了人的方法，讲的巧着吧。
The God's way is higher than our way.
不单有耶稣家谱里面四个是从外邦的女子，外邦的女子而生的。
Not only do we talk about Gentile mothers, like four different Gentile mothers in this chapter 1 of Gospel according to Matthew.
然后我们看到第十六节的时候，讲到玛利亚的时候，也是从玛利亚而生。
In verse 16, we talk about that Jesus was born from the Jesus' mother was Mary.
然后从十八节、二十节讲到从圣灵生，从圣灵生。
In verse 18 and 19 and 20, we talk about his pregnancy being from the Holy Spirit.
七次在第一章里面，我们看到，特别从原文里面容易看，是一个字 ek 从什么生，从什么生，从什么生，讲到神的方法进入到人的历史里面。
Right, and in chapter 7, this Greek word ek.
Chapter 7 times
this Greek word ek was used, and it indicates someone being born from someone else.
是神的工作。
And it was all God's work.
耶稣对这个第一个家庭的产生，他有重要的角色。
Joseph played an important role in the first family. Right.
我们看到第一方面的神选耶稣。是因为约瑟是大卫的后裔。
First, we see that the reason why God picked Joseph was because he was an heir to David.
我们看到一章二十节里面，天使对约瑟的称呼就是大卫的后裔。
In verse 20, the angel of the Lord refers to Joseph as son of David.
耶稣这个弥赛亚必须生出来，是从大卫的后裔生出来。
Jesus the Messiah has to be born of the house of David.
因此约瑟被选作耶稣的养父，因为他是大卫的后裔。
That is why Joseph was picked to be Jesus' father in this world because he was a son of David.
所以身为玛利亚的丈夫的这个约瑟，从人的角度来看的话，
So this Joseph who was the husband to Mary,
他必须成为耶稣的父亲。
He had to become father to Jesus.
耶稣才能够成为大卫的后裔。
That's the only way that a Messiah could be born is for Joseph to come from the house of David, and that's the only way how Jesus is going to be also come from the house of David.
这件事情不是约瑟的作为。
This was not Joseph's work.
完全百分之一百是全权是神的作为。
This is 100% God's work.
第二个原因，约瑟要成为玛利亚的丈夫，跟耶稣的父亲。
The second aspect I want to talk about why Joseph had to be picked as Jesus' foster parent.
玛利亚与婴孩耶稣，这两者都需要有一个发言人。
The woman, Mary and the baby Jesus, both of them needed, a spokesperson.
不但需要一个发言人，也需要一个保护者。
They also needed a protector.
耶稣是唯一可以代替玛利亚而回答所有对这个这一对这个家庭发生的任何的问题，他都回答的。
And Joseph was the only legitimate spokesperson for all of the affairs of this family.
他必须站在耶稣的父亲的那个角色出来保护耶稣跟玛利亚。
He had to come out and then protect Mary and Jesus as Jesus' father.
你看到没有？自从耶稣出现在世上的那一瞬间，一开始。
The moment Jesus was born into this world.
就是这世界上的所有的义人重新思想什么才是义。
The moment he appeared in this world, it prompted all of the so-called righteous people in this world to re-evaluate what it was that constitutes righteousness.
什么是真正的义？
What is true righteousness?
不是呆板着来顺从神的律法。
Righteousness does not come from rigidly following God's law,
而是单纯的顺服神的引导。
But a simple obedience to God's command.
这才是真正的。
And that is the true righteousness.
而约瑟的方法被神的方法所超越。
And Joseph's original way was superseded or surpassed by God's way.
那另外一个角度，我们看到约瑟顺服的成就了神的工作。
And secondly, we want to look at how his obedience accomplished God's work.
我们看到神有他的方法。
We see that God has his way.
借着梦中，神给约瑟了三个动词，三个命令。
He introduced three verbs in his dream to Joseph.
我们看到二十四节、二十五节这边。
Okay, let's look at verses 24 and 25.
第一个动词讲不要怕，第二个动词讲到只管取，第三个动词讲到要给他起名叫耶稣。
Here there's three different actions defined. First, the angel talked about do not be afraid. Then the angel talked about take Mary home as your wife. Then the third is to name the boy Jesus.
我们看到同样的这三个动词在第一章二十四节二十五节耶稣通通都遵行了。
And he followed these three commands to the letter in verses 24 and 25.
我们看到耶稣第一个起来，第二个遵着取过来，第三个给他起名叫耶稣。
So 24 and 25, you can see that, okay, first he woke up, then he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took Mary home. And then he named Jesus, Jesus, his son Jesus.
约瑟单纯的顺服成就了神的工作。
His simple obedience led to the accomplishment of God's work.
我们看到人类记得亚当夏娃失败之后成功了。借了约瑟成功的有了第一家庭 the first family.
Right, the first family now was born after the fall of Adam and Eve.
我们看到约瑟执行神的旨意是立即的去实行。
The way he carried out God's command was instantaneous.
今天你跟我做父亲的，我们要学约瑟。
As fathers, today as fathers, we must follow Joseph's example.
而不是顺从那些律法，而是单纯的顺从神的旨意。
It's not just in following the law, but we need to follow God's command.
神常常要在你跟我的身上要超越过我们的方法，让他的方法能够行出来。
A lot of times we may have a certain way by ourselves, but God wants to surpass our way and to have us follow his will.
你跟我必须要敏锐的单纯的知道神的话语的意思。
And very simply, and we needed to be very sensitive to what God's commands are.
我们肯顺服的单纯的把自己的意思放下来，让神的旨意行在我们的身上。
If we could lay aside our own will and our own way and so that the God's way can be fulfilled in us.
如果这样的话, 你的家庭就能够成为一个祝福的家庭。
And that's the only way your family and your household will become blessed by God.
这是你跟我做父亲的可以从耶稣身上所学到的。
And this is what we can learn from Joseph in terms of how to be a good father.
单纯的顺服神的话语。
The simple obedience to God's command.
约瑟的公义不只是他单纯的顺服神的话语。
And this is not the only aspect of the righteousness of Joseph.
我们看第二个角度，约瑟也是沉默的行出神的旨意。
Now the second aspect is in his quiet carrying out of God's command.
我们看沉默的顺服反映出至少两方面的意思。
Quiet obedience reflects two aspects of a person's character.
第一种是沉默，表示对神的信靠，沉默的接受。
This quietness, first of all, is indicative of trusting in God.
第二方面，沉默是代表一个谦卑的态度。
And secondly, the quietness is indicative of your own humility.
你跟我今天做父亲的，我们可以反映一下我们自己对神的反应。
Today, as fathers, we want to think about how we respond to God's command. A lot of times we know what God's purpose is.
但是我们不沉默，我们埋怨。
But we're not quiet. We don't just quietly follow God's command, but we complain all the time.
好，如果我们不埋怨的话，
If we don't complain,
然后我们夸耀。
And all we do is glorify God.
今天很多的见证是埋怨，很多的见证是夸耀。
A lot of today,
today our testimony.
Our testimony will be in glorification of God, but not in complaining about it.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们可以学习约瑟的第二个，让我们看到他的公义，他是沉默的，默默的能够行出神的旨意。
So this is the second aspect of his righteousness that we could learn from, and is his quiet following of God's purpose. Now let's take a look at how he carried out God's purpose.
第一方面，约瑟信靠神，行出神的旨意来。
First of all, he trusts in the Lord.
我们看到有四次神借了梦跟约瑟讲话。
Here in the Gospel according to Matthew, God had talked to, had spoken to Joseph four times in dreams.
整个全本的圣经对约瑟来讲，里面约瑟没有讲过一句话。
As you can see in these books of Gospels, Joseph never uttered a word.
所以我们可以讲约瑟是沉默的约瑟。
So we can almost rename him the quiet Joseph.
每次天使见了梦跟约瑟讲话的时候，约瑟只是执行，以行动表示他对神的信心。
And he never said anything. He just quietly followed God's command and the command that was entrusted to him in the dream.
而且神是借了梦，这种对他来讲是一个很新奇的方法跟他讲话。
This is a quite unique way to speak to people, is by the medium of dream.
我们想到新约的约瑟的时候，也许跟旧约的约瑟有相同的地方。
And a lot of times, when we think about the Joseph in the New Testament, actually have a lot in common with the Joseph of the Old Testament.
旧约的约瑟曾经做过两个梦。
In the Old Testament, the Joseph in the Old Testament also had two dreams.
而且解释过三个梦。
And he also had the opportunity to interpret three dreams.
两个人都是神所爱的。
And both of these Josephs were God's beloved children.
我们看到每次神跟约瑟见梦讲话，约瑟都是沉默的去行出神的。
And as we can see here, every time God spoke to him through a dream, all he did was quietly following God's command and did what God had commanded him to do.
我们相信他是对神是有信心的。
From here, you could see his faith in God.
我们来举几个例子呢。
Let's list a couple of examples.
我们看到第二次。 神借着梦跟约瑟讲话的时候，
Now the second time God spoke to him in a dream
是在第二章第十三节到第十五节。
Chapter 2 of Matthew, verses 13 to,
to 15.
15, okay.
这边讲到了, 在梦中只是他五个动作。
And again, in the dream, there was five different actions that were commanded of him.
第一个动作是起来。
First, it says, get up.
第二个动作是带着小孩,同他母亲带着。
The second action that was commanded was take the child and his mother.
第三个是逃往埃及。
Third is to escape to Egypt.
第四个动词是住在那里。
Stay there.
第五个动词是等我吩咐你。
Until I tell you.
我们看到,我读经的时候,我们需要这样数啊, 完完全全约瑟以五个动作来回应。
And Joseph also responded to God's command in five different actions.
起来,
First he got up.
然后夜间带着,
During the night, he took the child and his mother.
然后逃, 这边逃没有, 就是逃往埃及去了,
and he escaped to Egypt.
然后住在那里,
where he stayed.
然后一直等神再次跟他讲话,
and he's waiting for further instructions from God.
啊, 我真是很佩服耶稣。
And I really, really admire Joseph.
神跟他讲五个动作, 他就做五个动作。
And he did the five things exactly as God had commanded him.
我想到自己,好想到今天我们做父亲的。
Today, those of us who are fathers,
神给我们五个动作, 我们大概做七个动作。
A lot of times, God gave us commands to perform five different actions, but we may end up doing seven.
因为什么我们不放心神讲的话?
Because we don't trust God.
其他两个动作是我加上去,万一神漏掉的话呢? 那我来补上去这两个动作。
That's right. We don't trust God. We think God might be missing something, so we add two different actions to what God had commanded.
所以我对约瑟特别欣赏,他做几个,所以我每个动作都在数的。
That's right. So I counted how many different actions he had performed, and I counted that was five, exactly as God has commanded him. And in the third dream,
我们看到第三个,第三次他跟他讲话的时候, 我们看到在第二章19节,
chapter 2,
verse 19, 这边神给他三个动作,
and here there were three different actions that were commanded of him.
起来,带着往以色列地去。
Again, that's to get up, to take the child and mother, and to go to the land of Israel.
我们看到,完完全全是他按照这三个动作去回应神。
Again, he followed these instructions to the letter and did the three things.
我们看到第四次,神在梦中指示他往加利利去的时候。
And then the fourth time, when God spoke to him in a dream, God told him to withdraw to the district of Galilee.
在第二章22节,
verse
22
in chapter
2.
This was when Joseph took his family, he followed God's command, took his family to the district of Galilee and lived there, in the town of Nazareth.
真不容易,神叫他到埃及,在那里等他,等到,一直等到神吩咐他,他才走。
This was really not easy. He just went wherever God told him. He went to Egypt, and he just stayed there and awaiting God's further instruction. And he wouldn't leave Egypt until God gave him those further instructions.
而且吩咐他走的时候,还告诉他,你到哪里去,到拿撒勒。
And then God told him to go to the district of Galilee and to the town of Nazareth.
拿撒勒那个地方去的时候,是到一个极小,而且校区又不好的地方,又是环境不好的地方,到那边去。That's
right. Now today, if God commanded you to go to a little town called Nazareth, where the school district was lousy and everything else was no good,
那你可能怎么样?你可能就从那个城一直开到 Princeton, 或者在 Prince Waldo, 因为那边学校好一点。
And you're gonna end up not following God's command, and you're gonna drive right through the town of Nazareth and ended up in Edison, or Plainsboro, or West Windsor, or Princeton, or something.
Oh, 今天我们中间的做父亲的们要学习约瑟。
So that is why those of us who are fathers today must follow the example of Joseph.
约书亚信靠神才行出神的旨意呢。
In the way he followed God's command strictly to the letter was because he trusted the Lord.
他沉默是表示他信靠神，他没有埋怨。
Now his quietness and his lack of total lack of complaining was indicative of his total faith in God.
另外，我们也看到路加福音里面讲到约瑟做的事情。
And in the Gospel according to Luke, we also see the actions of Joseph.
我们看到约瑟跟玛利亚带着小孩婴孩耶稣到圣殿里面去献祭，去受主咐。
And here in the book of Gospel according to Luke, we see how the parents, Joseph and Mary, took Jesus to the Holy Temple to be circumcised and to be consecrated to God.
约瑟信靠神，行完了神的旨意，行出了神的旨意。
He completely, totally carried out God's command.
他不但是信靠神行出神的旨意，他也是第二方面是谦卑的行完了神的旨意。
He finished God's work in total humility.
我们看到在主耶稣在登山宝训的时候的中心思想就是讲到义。
In Sermon on the Mount, the central theme of Jesus' teaching was righteousness.
而主耶稣在那个时候讲到了，你们跟门徒讲，你们的义要超越过法利赛人跟文士的义。
And the Lord Jesus taught us that we must have a kind of a surpassing righteousness. And he says, your righteousness must surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees.
五章二十节这样讲。
Chapter 5.Verse 20.
因为法利赛人跟文士的义是虚假的虔诚。
Why is it that Jesus wanted to surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees? Because the righteousness of the Pharisees was kind of a phony piousness.
他们忽略了律法的精义。
They neglected the essence of the law.
律法的精义是讲到公正，讲到怜悯，讲到信实。
And what they neglected was the essence of the law, which consisted in justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
法利赛人的义是用炫耀的方式显出来。
And the way the Pharisees demonstrated their righteousness was through a sort of a showing off.
你看到没有？约瑟而他是谦卑的行出神的义来。
When Joseph carried out his righteous acts, he did it in a very humble way.
谦卑的行出正好就像主耶稣后来所讲的，超越了法利赛人的义。
So what he did was exactly what Jesus had commanded, is to practice a kind of righteousness that surpassed the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes.
所以我们看到约瑟是以沉默不显眼的方式去顺服神跟爱人。
He was obedient to God and he loved his fellow man in a very quiet and a non-showy fashion.
今天我们做父亲的应当学约瑟。
And this is why we want to learn from Joseph, those of us who are fathers.
第一，因为他单纯的顺服神的话语。
Number one, it was because of simple obedience to God's word.
第二，他是沉默的行出了神的旨意。
Secondly, in his quiet carrying out of God's purpose.
我们再看第三方面约瑟的公义的特殊的。
Thirdly, we want to look at something else that is unique about his righteousness.
约瑟敏锐地顾及了他人的需要，他人的尊严。
Joseph turned out that Joseph was very sensitive to other people's dignity.
我们来看马太福音一章十九节。
Let's look at Chapter 1, verse 19 of Matthew.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。
Now here says Joseph's husband was a righteous man. He did not want to expose her to public disgrace, so he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
这一节中间有两个很重要的句子。
Two very important things in this sentence.
第一个句子讲到义人。
First of all, it talks about him being a righteous man.
第二个讲到暗暗的。
Secondly, we see this word quietly.
在这两句中间加了一句句子。
And there's something inserted between the two.
显出了约瑟的特征。
And this demonstrates his unique character.
讲到不愿明明地羞辱他,
he was unwilling to expose her to public disgrace.
这一句话显出了约瑟的公义另外第三方面的特征。
This demonstrates the third aspect of his righteousness.
显出了约瑟对人的怜悯跟恩慈。
This demonstrates his mercy and love towards men.
我们来看第一方面约瑟的怜悯的德行。
Now how is it that he was merciful?
他对人的尊严很敏感。
Very sensitive towards other people in terms of their dignity.
他不愿意明明地羞辱玛利亚。
He does not want to subject Mary to any kind of public humiliation.
在第二章十九节中间有个连结词。
Chapter 2, verse 19, there's an important connective word.
那通常这个连结词有三种翻译的方法。
There's three...
Three ways to translate.
Three ways to... You're talking about one, right?
Chapter 1, I'm sorry.
Yeah, chapter 1, verse 19. This connective word, there's three ways to translate it.
那第一个翻译的方法就是她丈夫约瑟是个义人。
The first way to translate goes like this. Her husband Joseph is a righteous man.
汉不愿明明地羞辱他。
And he did not want to subject her to public humiliation.
这里表示说他的约瑟的公义跟他的怜悯的品格。
This word and is indicative of both of his justice and his mercy.
那第二种翻译的方法。
And second way of translating
it.
And second way to translate goes like, her husband Joseph is a righteous person, but he does not want to put her to public disgrace. And here you have an indication of his strict following of justice. The third way is sort of preferred.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，而且不愿明明地羞辱他。
I think it goes like, her husband Joseph is a righteous person. He was a righteous person. In addition, he did not want to put her to public disgrace.
这边不但讲到约瑟的年景，而且讲到约瑟有怜悯的心。
Here we not only see that he was a very strict follower of the law, but he also was a very merciful man.
指出来他超越过法利赛人跟文士的义。Now
here you can see his righteousness obviously was the kind of righteousness that surpassed the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes.
因为他不但顾虑到神的公义，同时他顾虑到人的罪。He
not only thought about the demands of the law and God's justice, but he was also very attentive to the needs of men in terms of preserving their dignity.
有怜悯的心，不愿意羞辱或者伤害到他要想休掉的玛利亚。His
merciful heart meant that he wanted to show mercy, even though he wanted to divorce Mary, he did not want to subject her to any kind of public humiliation or hurt.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？约瑟的公义是福音书里面最早的一个例子。
In the New Testament, the righteousness of Joseph was the first example of New Testament righteousness.
所以神选了这个年轻人作为他儿子到地上的时候的养父。
And this sort of righteousness was the very reason why God had picked him to be the son to God's child in this world.
这就是马太为什么在马太福音里面一再的强调什么是公义呢?
And that is why Matthew kept talking about this righteousness.
公义就是不愿意羞辱他人。And
righteousness was also in the unwillingness to humiliate others.
对别人的尊严十分非常的敏感。So
that you're sensitive to other people's dignity.
今天我们检讨一下我们的做法。
Maybe we want to do some self-examination of ourselves.
我们有没有像约瑟这样第三方面的品格?
Do we have this third aspect of Joseph's righteousness.
我们是不是像约瑟一样的不愿意羞辱别人？
Is it also true of us that we are also unwilling to subject other people to any kind of a public humiliation?
是不是对别人的尊严我们十分敏感？
Do we respect other people's dignity?
今天做父亲的，我们有没有在儿女的面前对我们的妻子的尊严，我们很敏感？
Are we mindful of our wife's dignity when we're in front of our children?
在我们的妻子，在我们的儿女的面前，对我们的父母有没有很敏感？我们的尊严。
Now, in front of our extended family, in front of our wife and kids, are we respectful of our parents?
对了，我们的父母的面前，我们有没有体会到对我们的妻子、对我们的儿女的尊严？
Did we or did we not ever humiliate our wife and our children in front of our parents?
或者对，在我们的家人，或者在我们的朋友面前，有没有对一些服侍我们、侍奉我们的人，我们给他们一些尊严？
Now, did we give people a hard time, those that wait on us, do we ever humiliate them in front of our friends?
什么是公义?
What is righteousness?
公义就是律法的精义。
Righteousness is the essence of the law.
公正、怜悯跟信实。
Justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
约瑟敏锐地顾及到他人的尊严。
He's very, very sensitive and very, very much respectful of other people's dignity. And God picked Joseph not without a reason. He wanted all of us who were saved by Jesus to follow the example of Joseph. Be sensitive and mindful of other people's dignity. To have the same mercifulness that was demonstrated by Joseph. There's a lot of things in Joseph that are worthy of emulating. And he could serve as not only as an example to those of us who are fathers, he could pretty much serve as an example to all of us who are God's children. Now, his righteousness was the kind of righteousness that was talked about in the book of Gospels. He represents two different types of behavior. First of all, he represents a vertical kind of a behavior.
对神的话，对神的旨意敏感。
Vertically, he was very sensitive to God's purpose and God's command.
第二方面是水平方面的一个角度。Horizontally,
on the other hand, he was very sensitive to God's people.
在所有的人际关系方面。In
terms of his relationship with other people.
不愿意明明地羞辱别人。
So you can see that he was very sensitive to other people's dignity and he was unwilling to ever impose a kind of humiliation on others.
也就是对所有的人尊重他们的尊严。
And this is the definition of respecting others.
这种爱人爱神的意义就是神要叫我们学他的。
And this is the kind of righteousness that God wants us to have. And this is a righteousness whereby we love God and we also love our fellow man. All of our disciples need to practice our righteousness
. We
obey God and treat people in a very sensitive and a humble way.
圣经对今天的社会也同样的愿意用这个信息告诉今天的社会上做任何做父亲的。And
this is also the message that the Bible would like to preach to today's world.
我们当效法耶稣的养父，耶稣的养父，耶稣。We
need to imitate and emulate Joseph, who was the foster father of Jesus.
去爱神与爱人。So
we can go out and love people and love God.
基督徒当操练公义的品格。
Christians need to practice their righteousness.
以敏锐的态度顺服神跟对待家人。
with a very sensitive attitude, we obey God and we respect our family.
他对神的话语跟他的旨意要敏感。
We need to be first of all, we need to be very sensitive to God's word and God's purpose.
而且肯肯顺服的去执行。
And be willing to obey God's command.
对自己家里面的人要存着敏锐的态度。
In terms of our relationship with members of our family, we also need to have a very sensitive attitude.
尊重家中老的跟尊重家中小的所有的成员。
We'll respect all of the members of our family, young or old.
做基督徒父亲的。
Okay, those of us who are Christian fathers,
要操练公义。
Please practice your righteousness.
以神的话语跟神的旨意来带领家庭。
You lead your family with God's word and God's purpose.
也要有怜悯跟恩慈。
And you have a merciful heart and kindness in your heart.
不但对自己的家人、妻子、儿女如此。
You need to be merciful and loving not only towards your own family.
也要对任何的人跟对待我们的家人一样。
You need to treat everybody else exactly the same way as you would treat the members of your own family.
这就是神对父亲们所要求的品格。
This is what God demands of us.
也就是神对所有属于他的儿女所要求的品格。
And this is the kind of character that God wants all of his children to have.
让我们多效法耶稣的养父约瑟。
Let's emulate Joseph, the foster father of Jesus.
做一个能够永神义人的人。
Let's all be God's children and worthy of God's praise and love.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们赞美你，敬拜你。我们谢谢你，你让我们从你自己的话语中间看到你所拣选的耶稣的养父约瑟的公义。主，我们愿意，我们今天不但所有的父亲，我们愿意所有称你为父的神的儿女能够模仿，能够学习公义的约束他的义，让我们成为一个爱人爱神的一个人，让我们所做的能够永神义人。听我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣。
以上的节目是由更新传道会制作。